My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 11th of October 2009 and the time is 10:25 a.m. For the record, our next participant is a last minute backup. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Amit Chatter Patel. I am 23 and I'm from East London, Hackney.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth this morning?
I'm very excited. Yes, I can't wait. It was a bit of a last minute thing, but I've known about it for a long time because my flatmate works as one of the production managers. So I knew it was happening. I knew it was going to come.
And have you come down and watched other people on the plinth and seen it in action before?
Many a time. Yes, many a time. I've already got a list of top fives. One would be the A-level questions girl. She was brilliant. I loved it because my brother's just on A-levels and they're hard. Yes.
And do you think that we're seeing a fair representation of today's society through the project?
Yeah. It's split today's society in half. It's either we're all great performers or we're all very boring. So, yes, that's today's society.
And from your point of view, what is the hour about? What's your understanding of what the hour is about for each individual?
It's a nice unit of time, sort of not too short, not too long, already been set up by the human race. So it's only natural that they would take that 1 hour and give it to as many people as possible. And it's a whole number, it's nice, 60, it's good.
And what appeals to you, what's driven you to actually go ahead and accept a place on the plinth?
My girlfriend wouldn't let me say no. And also my flatmate wouldn't let me say no. And my other flatmate, who's already done it, was calling me a chicken. And also I want to go up on the plinth. It's quite high. I like high things. Yeah.
And I know that you've been called up at the last minute. Have you had much time to think about what you'll be doing?
Yeah, I was at a dinner party. So luckily enough, I had 17 people shouting ideas at me at once. Someone said I should play Grandma's Footsteps across Trafalgar Square. I think I might do it. That would be quite fun. But it depends if anybody I know turns up. Otherwise, it'd just be me shouting at strangers, which is sort of what this is about, but that's fine.
How do you play Grandma's Footsteps?
Well, you sort of stand in a place, and I guess you're not Grandma because I'm talking about somebody else. And you draw a line at the other side of the room, and then you turn your back, and that person has to walk from that line and try and get it's close enough to touch you, but if you turn around and see them moving, then they have to go back to the beginning. So I reckon if someone was at Nelson's Column and I was up on the plinth and they were trying to creep towards me, they'd probably get there because it's quite loud. But yeah, it would be fun to watch. Yes.
And what else do you think you might do?
I think I'll probably play a big game of charades. I like charades. It's fun. I like guessing charades, but that's not going to work. So I'm just going to have to do them. So yeah, I'll be doing charades and throwing not enough people throw out sweets to people, not just on the plinth, just generally. It's just, you know, should happen more. So I'm going to throw out sweets.
And why have you decided to play games and throw out sweets on the plinth over anything else you could have done?
Well, at the short notice that I had, it was sort of the most fun and enjoyable thing I could think of doing on a Sunday morning. My initial plan was to build a house of cards until I'd boxed myself in. But then I realised it'd probably be quite windy up there, and also that's quite selfish, because the only people that'd be able to see it would be on the web stream, and that's all right. But I want to entertain the people in the square.
And are you of the opinion that you should entertain people or interact with people? How have you taken that angle of it, or is it for you or for the people watching? How are you doing that?
Well, I don't think it's necessary to everybody. I think it's necessary to who you are. If you're the kind of person who likes to interact with people and enjoy time and be a performer, then going up there and interacting and engaging with the public and performing is probably an ideal way to spend your hour. Obviously, you know, the whole point is that you can do whatever you want up there. But yeah, judging by the kind of person I am, I think I would feel less awkward engaging with the public as opposed to sort of standing there on a pedestal and being something that they can't touch.
Have you got any expectations about your hour and how it will go?
I hope it's not too cold. I've heard that it is windy, but I don't know. As a kid, I've always climbed the lions in Trafalgar Square, and I think that's the highest I've ever been in Trafalgar Square, so this would be one more. So yeah, that would be nice. I've got a chart in my head of which heights of my favourites in Trafalgar Square. So I hope this will be number one.
And what's that chart for? Where's that come from?
Probably being an only child. Not having any brothers to play with, or sisters, or cousins. I like charts.
What's the impact that you think you might have going up and doing what you're doing today?
I think I'm going to blow people's minds. I'm going to bring a game that's only ever played at Christmas to October. I'm going to turn it into a Halloween game. From now on, I want people to play charades on Halloween. Obviously, only with scary films or scary music or, you know, scary books. But yeah, that's my expectation.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about what you do in your day-to-day life when you're not going up on prints? Are you working?
I'm a management consultant. No, I'm a set designer. Well, sort of in training, or I think you're always in training if you're a set designer. You never sort of get the degree and go, oh no, I'm a set designer, because it depends if you get any work, and I'm not getting that much work. I'm getting a bit, but enough to get by. So yeah, I would call myself a film artist. It's quite pretentious, but probably better than set designer.
And what's your background? How have you got into doing that?
Well, I was a child actor from the age of about 5 or 6. So I was always on film sets from a young age. And it was sort of, it's quite a captivating environment to be in, so I always knew I wanted to be part of that film world. And as I got older, I realised I wanted to be sort of more behind the camera, so I trained in art and design, and then I did A-levels in design, and then that led me to Wimbledon College, where they do a set design course, and before I knew it, I was the proud owner of a BA honours in set design, and now I'm trying to apply it all.
And what work have you been?
I've been fortunate enough through contacts that I have to do some quite good stuff. So I've done a couple features at Ealing Studios. I've done several music videos. I've done some of the most annoying adverts in the world. Recently, I've done the Go Compare advert with the opera singer, which haunts my dreams. It's a very annoying song. And I did the Sunny Delight advert with the Kung Fu Kitchen fight, which I think was only released in Swansea, because I think that's only place where they drink Sunny Delight. But that's, you know, I'm just generalising, it's fine.
And are you able to describe what it is you enjoy about doing that, or is it you like
creating? Yeah, I like creating. I've always liked model making and building. I assume, you know, a natural evolution of model making as a child is to model make as an adult, but much bigger. So I like building spaces. I like the ability and being paid to construct a space tailor-made to somebody else's desires and needs, and to really experiment with it, you know, play around with false perspective and colour and emotion through sculpture. And it's generally very, very enjoyable to be on a film set. It's very exciting, and it's the most gratifying thing is seeing hundreds of people spend 2 to 3 years working on something that's only ever going to be an hour and a half long, but it will affect the world in a certain way.
And is it something that carries through into your personal life?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, my girlfriend's a theatre designer, and a lot of my family are in film, and I live with artists and designers, so we're very much surrounded by a design community where we're creating things and making things a lot. So it's always, you know, it's always very creative, and bringing the work home means that you can sort of live in the same ethos throughout your days.
And what was your experience as an actor?
I think I was only in a couple of things, and I was in a big feature film, and all I can remember the feature film was being told to just walk to places and not look at the camera. So I don't think child acting is a massive, massive training experience. But it was fun. It was. I just remember getting 6 weeks off college, off school, and then spending it all in Blackpool, because that's where the film was shot, and then going to the Pleasure Beach, the Blackpool there, and then I think. Yeah, I can't understand why, as a child, that happened to me, and I thought, that's amazing. And then, you know, I was given a choice, I think, by my parents to say, you know, well, would you like to carry this on and become a child actor, or would you like to go back to school? And I don't know why, but I was like, I'm going to go back to school. I think because I just missed my friends. But as a result, I turned down a role of Mowgli in Jungle Book, which could have transported me to worldwide fame. So, you know, I'll always be kicking myself, kicking my six-year-old self mentally.
Do you think it's something you'd ever go back to?
Yeah, yeah. I love performing. I live with a lot of designers, as I said, and two of them are actors and creators, and we're often holding completely ridiculous conversations in our house that don't make any sense and don't, you know, rely on any realism. Often to the point where we'll discuss dates and we'll never know for sure whether we're being serious, and then we'll end up missing birthday parties just because we've been saying, "Oh, I'm in the office," and we were actually being serious. Right now, my girlfriend, whom I love a lot, and my band. I'm in a band as well, and obviously, like everybody, I want to be a pop star. I seem to be writing some quite good music with my friends, and we've got some decent people on the outside who seem to be willing to support us. I'm not shallow, but I do want to be famous, and if I could make money from making music, that would be ideal. Oh yeah, I'm lucky enough to have an ambition in music but have a job in film. Not many people have that, but even so, you know, you only get one life, and if I could make money making music, I'd pack the film lock up in a quick hot minute.
And what do you do in the band, and what kind of music is it?
It's sort of experimental indie rock. We sort of aspire to bands like Grizzly Bear and Radiohead, and melodically and beat wise we like to follow things like, you know, hip hop and jazz and funk. I mean, our drummer's a jazz drummer and I'm a sort of a funk bassist originally, but I'm getting really into rock and you know, experimental indie, and both our guitarists are incredibly fortunate to be very good, and you know, we like lots of four-part harmonies and oohs and ahs and like creating space, and so we just try and create sort of hypnotic but catchy music that's enjoyable to listen to and watch.
And are you gigging?
We were gigging quite a lot, and then we stopped, and we've just been writing songs for the last 4 or 5 months because we got a recording session deal at EMI Studios in the Roundhouse, and it sort of forced us to start writing songs just to record them, which we then did. We've got some new recordings now, and they're very lovely. And if we do get any gigs again, we'll be giving those out for free. But yes, we hope to be gigging in the future.
And you're obviously quite involved in the arts. Have you ever taken part in a project as a
Yeah, I think so. I think I don't archive them in my head, but I'm sure I've been part of several interactive theatre events, and obviously in terms of art, I've created art and had it, you know, exhibited. I've played live music. I've been involved in films, documentaries. So yeah, I like to surround myself with the arts and be part of it. I don't own a TV, so that's probably a good thing.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
My cat. I don't have a cat. That's a lie. I think I'm doing it for myself, but I'm also doing it for everything and everyone I know and stand for. Just because regardless of whether I had anything to do or anything prepared to do when I go up there, I know that in a week's time when this is over, I'll be kicking myself that I didn't do it, especially because I had such a steadfast way in. You know, my flatmate was a production manager, and it would have been something I would have regretted for my whole life.
And what does it mean to you?
Makes me feel very insignificant. 400, I don't know what number you said there, but it's quite a lot of people. But then I guess us out of 7 billion is even better, even more insignificant. But you know, we're on a pedestal. It's good. Yes, it's unique. It's classic. It's brilliant.
And are you happy to be able to share the experience with the people that you know that have been on it, or would you rather it just be your own experience?
No. I think I'll go home and meet everyone I know. I think we'll have a plinthers party, and we won't invite anybody that wasn't on it. And then they can have a crowd party if they want, but that's, you know, that's up to them. And we'll just, I think I only know 4 people though, so it'd be a boring party. But we'll all sit there and talk about, you know, how an hour is really, really long when you're up there on your own, I'm guessing. And how it probably was a little bit cold. But I had fun, and I gave out some sweets, and people, you know, hopefully didn't throw them back at me.
And I know you probably haven't had time to fill out a profile on your website yet.
No.
On there you're asked to pick 3 words that describe you. What do you think you would pick and why?
Tall, brown, and male. Just because that's it. That's what I am, tall, brown, and male.
Excellent. Is there anything you would like to tell us or add to the interview that we might not have asked you?
If I fall off, which I hope I don't, please tell my mum, because she's in India and she'll want to know where I am.
All right then, thank you.
You're very welcome.